I feel sick. I shouldn't have eaten that llama. Maybe it's because I didn't cook it. It was actually just the fur. This is another edition of the Drudge Report Report for the 18th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and I have five fingers, as well as four penises. I know what you're thinking. Where's the thumb? An American flag burning has backfired on protesters, clearly the work of Jesus. A Pakistani protester died yesterday after inhaling smoke from a burning US flag at an anti-American rally. It's no wonder Pakistan isn't a world superpower. They can't even burn a flag properly. The thing that gets me every time is, where the hell do they get a US flag from if everyone hates them so much? Sorry, repressive wife, but can you please make a US flag out of the poppy seeds from the fields so we can burn it? Maybe that's why they love these flag burnings so much. Everyone gets high as shit, and it's just a jolly good time. Either that, or they really hate America. Both highly addictive. More than 130 prisoners are on the run near the US-Mexico border after a jailbreak, sparking manhunt mode for US police on the Texas border. The incident occurred some 140 miles southwest of San Antonio. I say we keep the funny ones and murder the rest, especially anyone who claims to be a musician. I don't want to make the same mistake that we did with Pitbull. Anyone who rhymes the word Kodak with itself, quote, "Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak, take a picture of me with a Kodak," deserves capital punishment. Not only does it not rhyme, but the product placement is even worse than not buying a can of Coca-Cola right now. That delicious cola taste, which is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Buy one today. And there go all my listeners. Even Saddam Hussein is sniggering in his grave at the inequality. A week after small businesses warned that Obamacare taxes could eat up half their profits, a new government report reveals that simply complying with the new tax rules in the Health Care Act could cost American families and businesses nearly 80 million hours to compile. That's a lot of porn. Thankfully, Obamacare will help the bottom half with all their weird STDs and, well, whatever, despite making healthcare more expensive for everyone. But what did you expect? In a 1998 conference, Obama spoke against propaganda that said government doesn't work and the need to pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution because, strongly quote, "I actually believe in redistribution," straight from the horse's mouth. Of course, this horse is riding its human owner, not the other way around. The socialist said it was unfair, so now the human carries the horse 50% of the time. Damn it, the metaphor would have worked a lot better on Michelle Obama. She's about as hoarse as Sarah Jessica Parker's face. The Dark Energy camera, also the world's highest resolution camera ever built, has begun its quest to scan some 300 million galaxies in the coming 5 years. The Dark Energy Survey's 570 million pixel camera is mounted on the 4-meter Victor M. Blanco telescope at the Inter-American Observatory in Chile's Atacama Desert. It's so advanced that it can even take upskirts from over 500 kilometers away, a true testament to human achievement, although situated in South America is a lost opportunity. Racist? The goal is to discover the nature of dark energy, which is theorized to be responsible for the ever-fasting expansion of the universe. I can imagine the Japanese using this camera to produce some truly nasty porn. Forget tentacle rape, bring on nanocarbon rape. France has banned the further publication of topless pictures of the Duchess of Cambridge, also known as the chick with the small but average tits. A magazine published 14 photos of a partially clad Kate in its pages on Friday, however the ruling won't block international publication, only in France. Yet, with this said, the images cannot be sold to any other publication worldwide, and on top of that, the royal family must be handed the original photos within 24 hours. A sad day for the man who likes to masturbate with his cup of tea and butler overwatching. Am I doing this right, sir? However, more than 500,000 copies of the magazine have already been sold, so it's all kind of pointless, and the photos can be easily found online. I just don't see the big deal. I still find the dead pictures of Princess Diana sufficient enough for a quick minute alone. Following the controversy over the US Homeland Security's purchase of around 1.2 billion bullets in the last 6 months alone, the Department of Homeland Security has put out a new solicitation for over 200 million more rounds of ammunition, some of which are designed to be used by snipers. Obviously, you want to take out Occupy Wall Street protesters from over a mile away. Some of their chants are really annoying. Standing in front of a building doesn't count as occupation. It should be renamed to Occupy the Front of Wall Street, or perhaps Occupy the Street, but not quite the wall itself. But we're working on it. Oh dear. Americans are really fat. No, really, they're Boombas and they have no souls. Take their breakfast cereals and donuts away from them and they'll break down into tears. Sugary tears. It's estimated that half of US adults will be obese by 2030, unless if Americans change their ways. I know. How about from 10 donuts a day to something more reasonable, like 25? According to the fictitious Julius Reed BMI Inflation Index, that's a real net positive improvement, at least in 2030. It's time to turn that smile upside down. Let's a winning for the next minute. Mortgage lending has declined to its lowest level in 16 years in 2011, amid weak demand for mortgages and tighter lending standards. In the other happy corner, median income is now worse than it was during the Great Recession. In fact, the poverty rate rose from 12.5% in 2007 to 15% last year, as median household wealth fell by 39% over a three-year span, from $131,000 in 2007 to $79,000 in 2010. I love Obama. He's such a great guy. I've always wanted to be completely shafted by the government through their Keynesian economic policies. Thank God he's black. It makes all the screwing ever more meaningful. My bum has never hurt this much. Russia have revealed a vast diamond source under a 62-mile-wide asteroid crater, which could supply world markets for the next 3,000 years. Supply under the 35-million-year-old impact zone is 10 times bigger than global reserves. The Kremlin discovered the site in the 1970s, but kept it a secret until now, to exploit a tightly controlled market. The diamonds are also reported to be twice as hard as normal, making them ideal for high-precision scientific instruments and industry. All of a sudden, getting a Russian mail-order bride is no longer viable. You only got a 24-carat diamond? You pathetic man! Where we come from, we use 1,000-carat diamond as toilet paper. On top of that, their voice apparently sounds like a dodgy teenager trying to do a bad accent. A huge turn-off for the white Caucasian. A top Chinese general has told troops to ready for combat with Japan. Perhaps someone's being a little overeager. Who sends a whole country to war over a bunch of islands? It's madness. It's about as crazy as owning $1 trillion worth of American government debt. Oh wait, both China and Japan hold roughly $1.1 trillion of US government debt each. Please, by all means, shoot each other. It's warranted. Iran have deployed a Russian-made submarine into the Gulf. Ooh, what you gonna do? Break down on me? On top of that, British warships have joined a major naval exercise in the Persian Gulf in a joint operation conducted by the navies of more than 30 countries to sweep the area clean of mines. I used to dominate at Minesweeper, although occasionally you get into those situations where you simply have to guess. But these guys must be really good. Get a real job. The Obama campaign has teamed up with Electronic Arts again to run ads on their video games. Oh great, so now when I'm playing my Pokemon Sex Simulator with my left hand, I'll have to put up with an ad about how great Obama is. Not cool! According to a survey conducted by EA over the 2008 video game ad campaign, the company found that 50% of those were more likely to vote for Obama upon seeing him in in-game ads. I just want to masturbate to Pokemon. Is it that hard to ask? Harvard University's graduates are earning less than those from the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology after a decade-long commodity bull market created shortages of workers as well as minerals. Why learn about philosophy or the fine arts when you could be talking about rocks all day? This rock is red and is most likely from Mars. Bravo, Julius, an A-plus on your presentation about the effects of using a red permanent marker on a rock. You deserve a high-paying job. The median salary of those leaving the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology earned a median salary of $56,700, compared to only $5,400 from Harvard. I wish I got paid that much to write comedy. Sorry, what I meant to say is, I wish I got paid. Newspaper ad revenues have collapsed by over a third from their peak in early 2000 to below 1950 levels. Information is no longer a prized commodity, at least in the context of US dollars. I blame internet porn. Forget about Libya, I hear the girl with three breasts from Total Recall is doing it doggy style with Top Gear's James May. Link me, bruh! When the aliens eventually invade, they're going to be awfully disappointed when they discover how stupid humans are. The dry humour of this show suggests I'm insane and is subject to anal probing. A conservative student was denied entry into a rally featuring First Lady Michelle Obama at the University of Florida on Wednesday because he was wearing a t-shirt in support of Republican John McCain from 2008. So much for the expression, "That was so 5 minutes ago." Personally, I'm just surprised McCain is still alive. He's so old that he plans to run again in 2064. Funny, but that joke actually makes no sense. Lastly, Jon Stewart is to debate Bill O'Reilly in an online pay-per-view event. The live stream will cost $4.95 and up to $100 to attend the event. I'm personally just waiting for the sex tape. I did say it was personal, didn't I? Man, this show went for so long that my penis still hasn't managed to keep up. Get it? Get it? Yeah, whatever. Take a hike, buddy. Seriously, it's good for your health. This has been the Drudge Report for the 18th of September, 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you don't have to do anything. You can just sit there and do nothing. Asshole, subscribe, you son of a bitch, or I'll break your face. I mean it this time. I'm dangerous. I once beat up a kid for not liking Gundam style. I apologize. Signing out.